Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 197, and it is a few hours before we play Nottingham Forest. They don't like it when we say Forest, or not Forest, they have to be referred to in the Nottingham Forest. And there is an emergency, what would you call it, Nathan?
Oh, that in the canal?
Yeah, it's an emergency rubber...
Rubber ring,
just thrown, discarded. And I'm trying to think, is that an omen?
Some sort of...
And what if... Someone needs that, and someone just carelessly, recklessly thrown that in. Right, so there's lots to talk about. Nick's going to join us in a bit, and also going to hopefully chat with Si Lloyd about his book that I haven't read yet, but seems very, very moving, and I'll probably tear up about going with his dad. It makes me immediately think of going with mum. What I want to see today, Nathan, is lots of changes, because...
Changes in terms of players?
Players, yeah. Because I don't think Ten Hag... We've been teetering since February, really, with performances. We haven't been very good. Now, it's gone overdrive, because everyone went, like, batshit crazy, including Nick. He can defend himself after Spurs. And we have a right to criticise Eric, and he did get off quite lightly because we had a good season last season. It could have been a very good season, but wasn't, just at the end. But I do think he's too rigid in his tactics approach. He sticks to that, I'm going to stick with these wingers. And the wingers haven't really been working in any combination for a long period of time. So maybe it's time to think, well, if that isn't working and we haven't got the firepower yet, change it up a little bit. You started Sancho in pre-season as a false nine or whatever, and then don't stick with it. So it's like, is he having a few wobbles in his head? It can always change. Just a short few weeks ago, everyone was going, United are doing business early, isn't this great? And I was, yeah, welcome, doing what other football clubs do. But just wait until the end of the window. Still wait until the end of the window. We look like we could be the usual haphazard United approach of desperately seeking anyone. I mean, Ryan Bertrand coming out of left field. But get a left back at left back. The kid, I don't know enough about him, but Van Gaal did throw kids in for certain games, and they flow on momentum to carry them through. So I don't see that would be a problem, but I do think it will be DeLow.
Are you talking about Fernandes?
Fernandes, yeah, but I don't know enough about him. We'll get on to Greenwood. I am going to sit and we'll get on to because we've got plenty of time after. There is a train strike, solidarity with the workers, but please stop fucking striking on match days. Today, 5 o'clock, but everything, I'm here. So I'm up with everyone tonight. But I just think, when he said yesterday they didn't run enough, they didn't listen to instructions, I think, well, Eric, that is on you, and then you've got to see a response. Do not pick the same team again. Change it up a little bit. And also, we need to see a bit more, because I tell you what, Anthony, I see what he offers defensively, but he has scored, I think it's 4 goals for us in the league, 3 of them early last season. So we've sort of nullified. You know, where's the Anthony that... at a stretch, runs his man. We don't pass. We don't counter enough where we go, we drill a ball and we go, run. Like, you know, Rashford at pace, run. Yeah. Beat your man and then you've got a chance. It's like we dilly and dally with the ball. But we're 2 games in. So I'm not going to, you know, you win today and we look a little bit better and you're waiting on the injuries like Chelsea have been. I think that's the farce of a fucking daft pre-season. The after effects of an absolute shit fest of a long season, and you've put a fucking World Cup in the middle of it, so there's going to be injuries left, right and centre. I don't suddenly see, oh, United are suddenly shit at it, because we've always had problems with it. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
I haven't chatted to anyone all day.
As always.
Apart from a man who jabbed me on the train, and I said, can you stop doing that, please?
Do you want to explain that any further? Or
jabbed me in my rib cage. Stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree. I think... like you say, I think changes need to be made because, like you say, it's not worked really for the first 2. I agree. I think Garnacho, like we've said in the group and I think we said in the pod, it's like he's very much an impact player still, and like he started a couple of games, hasn't he, and it's just not worked. We've just looked a bit lightweight, and I agree. I think we just need to... something needs to change, and I think hopefully... that he'll do it, because like you say, he is quite stubborn when it comes to stuff like that. So
we've had a maelstrom. There's a series of events, and it's not unfortunate events. These are on United, you know, and I'll get on to that after. But suddenly we were 3 weeks ago. We sort of tempered that podcast. Was all none of us think we'll do better than last season, really. Scab a cup still. But it's like it suddenly turned and you suddenly start saying, hello darkness, my old friend again. It's like, I don't want to see that two games in. So I think maybe we're being a little, not on the dickheads up top, but that we're being a little bit premature. But I do think seeing it, Eric, you're a bit too rigid. Like at Spurs, you could see. I know, I do agree with Nick. I thought we're sort of like justifying that as a good opening 30 minutes. Come on, United, beat Spurs. Have a go against they're fickle, more fickle than us, because they're expecting absolute shits feel this season. Have a go at a team. Yeah. Have a go at them. And it's like, that's what I just want to see, a bit more swagger. And I did say, what is our style of play? And I see it's rigid, but it's like it doesn't adapt to games where, you know, like you don't need to see where every position is and you stick to that. That was a bit Van Gaalish. Do you want to hold that? It started to rain.
I think my only worry today is that they're going to come and sit back, aren't they? And we just don't feel like we can play through teams that sit back.
I'm worried about Aurier.
You are?
How do you pronounce Aurier? You know, they're on the wide, because he was getting in crosses. I picked it up like a phone. I just put that to my ear like a phone.
We just need...
But he was getting in crosses on the right, so that's going to be against Delight. So Delight has to come in and have a very good game.
Yeah, we like you say, it is early days, but it's just, we need Bruno to up his game, and we just need, like, we obviously had a really shit start last year, but it's just, yeah.
The one thing with Bruno,
I don't want to look down on it.
Bruno's annoying. You know he'll become good. It's not like he's shit. You know, he's annoying the fuck out of me sometimes. Come on.
I know it's scary that we're almost pining all our hopes on a young lad that we'd never heard of for the striker. Well, but we need a striker.
Do you want some stats?
Go
some
on.
Really shit stats. Come on.
Yes, I do.
So, right. What I was intrigued with, the back's falling off, typical chaos. Hiya, mate, that's four. You're right, you're on the podcast.
All right, what do you here think we go then. Today? Today, well, hopefully we get a win.
Right, do you think you
that's
confident?
The main thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. I think we'll win.
Oh, yeah, after last week.
Oh, good. All right.
Are you, I don't know. You just I'm said not so confident.
You're only in hopeful
mode. Oh, cheers, Barney, thank you. Yeah, I don't know. We're not really playing at our best, are we? But let's hope today it changes.
Why do you think we're not?
I don't know, I'm not really sure. Do you know, Reeves?
I think Anthony slows the attack.
It just feels like we haven't got going yet, you know? Yeah. I don't know. First game, even though we won, which obviously getting the 3 points is the main thing, but we just didn't perform, did we? And then last week, we were at Spurs last week. Yeah. I messaged you actually just before. But,
Sadly, I didn't get
here. Yeah, last week, first half an hour was okay, and then after that, I don't know, it all just fell off
they
a bit of a cliff, really.
Also.
Yeah, Casemiro's too exposed.
Are you confident for the season? Are you just thinking, get over these hurdles?
I was before the season started, but I don't know now. I'm not sure. I don't know. It all boils down to the owners, though, doesn't it?
Well, that's...
You know, like, Ten Hag wants certain players, and then he gets maybe the second one in the list, or the third one, or whatever, so... Yeah.
Well, we know we need more, and the worry is we're always... And we have been for years and years. We're always three or four. And I actually thought we'd made progress this window of 2 months ago.
I did, yeah.
And then suddenly you start the season, you think we're still three or four.
And we still haven't got rid of players we should be getting rid of as well. I don't know, we just seem to struggle to sell players, don't we?
Right,
I get
it,
but it all boils back down to the Glazers, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
Score prediction, I'm hoping, I said to him 3-0, but I mean, that was being rather optimistic.
3-1 I'm going for. Cheers,
what about you, Ruth? Score prediction?
2-1 we had.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. So, some shit research.
Go on.
I was just interested because we're now pinning our hopes. I feel sorry for him already because he's got to hit the ground money on this kid. But I'm just thinking, well, how did other 20-year-olds stroke 21 in their seasons get? So, shit, stats time. music shall we add to this? No. Lewandowski, and obviously different leagues, Polish leagues, French leagues, whatever you want to. Right, Lewandowski scored 50 in 89 league in it by the time he was 21, so by the end of this season. Benzema scored 26 in 76. Haaland, fucking freak of piss and freak of nature, scored 89 in 112. Osimhen was 25 in 66. He can, and Hodgson so far is 18 in 68. So what I'm trying to do is not put it on him. I'm just, let's temper this, because you cannot, unless, you know, like, they're the greatest strikers probably of the generation, and you knew with Lewandowski, Benzema and Haaland, bang on. Osimhen came into it, and then Hodgson, you've got to say...
So it's Hoyland. Just,
it's Hoyland. How? I don't know. I can't pronounce my own name sometimes, mate. But just think, like, we knew we had to get the other strike, and it is Glazenomics. It's why we'll go on to this after.
Yeah,
it's
we know why
I can't write about it for 18 years without not sitting in. But I just feel like a despair of obviously the what comes next. And it's like United is our release, and the first 2 weeks have felt really rotten, really rotten. So let's just get a lift today.
I think obviously what's happened on the pitch hasn't helped that, but it's what's been going on outside as well, hasn't it? That's just made it feel a bit shit. But talking of shit, here's Nick.
But he's got a defence. I do like that. That just when Eric said yesterday they didn't do their jobs, and I think, well, that's
your
pretty
job.
Yeah, but that's also pretty damning of the players, isn't it? Hello, Nick. Right, so we've got a bone to pick with you. No, we're just talking. So I think you were a little bit critical, because you've, let's fucking end that now. No, but you've gone from full on bald his best, you'd lick his bald head, to you were a bit ranty this week in our WhatsApp groups about him. And I do get, he can be criticised.
Well,
yeah, he can be criticised.
But why is no one doing it then?
Because they are, but we're doing it in a manner that...
You say that no one's doing it, but people are doing it.
And Twitter was just a meltdown after Spurs. All I said, it just
seems like a bit of a loving, that's all. And I'm just trying to create another side of the coin of the debate for it, which I think my reasoning's fair. It is a continuation. I'm reserving judgment until the window is shut, because we signed Casemiro and Antony very late last year, and that can change things. But from what I've seen this season, the football's the same.
Yeah, but we're two games in it. You do get that. You can't, like, you're suddenly saying the football this season. We're two games in.
Yeah, but it's still a good indication, isn't it? He's had enough time with these players, even with Mount's had enough time to bed in and things.
Unless
we go today and beat Forest 5-0, I'm still going to be negative, because we should be beating a team like this. We should be, though. We spent a fucking fortune on players.
Yeah, but they had a go at Arsenal at the start of this season, especially with what has come before. I'm not saying it's not like...
Well, they had a go at Arsenal, that it's like, no, it's bollocks. I've had enough of it.
Right, Nick, we'll come back to this. Right, Nathan, that's yours.
Oh, right.
Okay, what's your prediction, Nathan? Do you mind doing this? Because I'm just going to speak to someone.
2-0.
2-0. Okay, I'll come back to you, Nick. Right. Hello, how are we doing?
Hello, Ethan.
Hi, mate. Nice to see you.
You're right. What's the score today?
3-0.
Oh, I like that.
Positive.
I was thinking 3-1. Right, so I'm joined by Si Lloyd. Do you mind me calling you Si, not Simon?
Absolutely.
Is that a bit ahead of myself, Simon,
when I've been doing something wrong.
Using myself as a Twitter nut, you see, like, immediately expecting. So, your book I haven't read yet, but I'm looking forward to it, and I get emotional just seeing that's already huge outpouring.
United, the feedback's been amazing already, yeah. Incredible.
It's published by Pitch.
Yeah.
And it's called United with Dad.
That's right.
Fatherhood, football fandom and memories.
That's the one, yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, it's a bit of everything, really. I mean, to give you the backstory on it, my dad passed away 3.5 years ago, and I used to come to the games with him here. Towards the end of his life, he was living with dementia, which was, for anyone who's obviously got a loved one who's experienced that, you'll know how difficult that is. And he ultimately died of cancer as well. So the book is about his life, it's about grief, it's about... why football clubs mean so much to you, really, specifically talking about this. And it's that link between fatherhood and coming to the game together, because me and my dad obviously came to the games every week. And
was the drive behind it to be cathartic or to give him everything, really?
I mean, Ethan, you've just spoken to offshore. He was 2.5 when my dad passed away, and when he was born, my dad was obviously very poorly then. It was manageable then, but, you know, he wasn't in a great way with it. And I was acutely aware that there'd come a day where probably Ethan wouldn't remember him. So initially not, I didn't really have it in mind I was going to write a published book or anything like that, but I wanted to do something for him. And to me, the obvious way of doing that was to link it to United, because that was where a lot of my dad's relationship with me was built, really. That was the place, especially as an adult, where you know, you don't live in the same roof as your dad. We came to the games together, and that was where we talked. That was where we had most of our interactions. So I wanted to do something for him to remember my dad. And then shortly after he passed away, I was working for Joe Media at the time, and I wrote an article called United with Dad, which was basically me trying to make sense of what had happened and, you know, working through the grief and talking about much of the same themes that are in the book. And the reaction to it was just incredible. Really wasn't expecting it. You know, like City fans and Liverpool fans saying lovely things to me, which, you know, I know there are bigger things than football rivalries, but even so, the fact it transcended all that was quite a nice feeling. And I thought after that, do you know what, maybe it would work as a book, maybe we could actually get it out there as that. It took me a bit of time to get things in motion with it and actually get it written, but yeah, really
well,
pleased
the original
it.
Piece, it's like immediately, that's not selfish, but I'm like welling up thinking of mum, like, yeah. Like the connection, and just, and then as you posted, the two responses that immediately get to the heart of everything, really, like family, love, United, just...
It's really humbling as well, because...
Massively.
Because there's so many people that have come to me, and like I've just said there, they're not necessarily United fans, and it's not necessarily about them and the dad, it's them and a friend, or it's them and the mum, or them and a grandparent, and there's something really powerful about that. And you know yourself, you've been coming here for years, and you speak to so many people on a match day, don't you? Like, so much of it isn't about the actual football, is it? It's about just those relationships that you form and those people that you grow close to because of the games. So that, I think, is what I've tried to encapsulate with the book. And by the sounds
of it,
people...
What would your dad have said about the book?
He'd bloody hated it, I think. No,
what, just for the...
I think he'd have appreciated the fact that some of the issues we talked about. My dad, like a lot of blokes, didn't like talking about his illnesses, but I think he appreciated that blokes in general aren't great at talking about these things. So I think that with the fact that this obviously, hopefully, will get people talking about these issues, that, you know, prostate cancer and dementia, and things that my dad was very, very proud of talking about himself, or avoiding talking about. I think hopefully...
Well, I try, like the Red News, we're all a mix in our own heads. Like, I try and be humorous but also honest and grief. My parents both had vascular dementia near their ends, as well as everything else was going on, so it's a brutal when do you find, because people who are going through grief were sadly losing so many good United fans all the time, when do you find that grief turns into more happier, that's the wrong word, more like steady shit where you can smile a little bit more? When did you find that?
Obviously it's different for everyone is the thing to say there, but I think for me, I had a season ticket obviously for a long time with my dad, and when my dad was too ill to go, I carried on going for a year after that, and then he died a few months into the season beyond that, and I couldn't really go then. It was too painful to go, because like, I look around here, every little corner of the ground has got some kind of memory with it, you know, and I think a lot of people relate to that, and it was just too painful for me to come back. And the reason I started to come back was basically the little boy a few yards away from you. Oh, it was that day. I was in bits the whole day. And again, there'll be loads of people who can relate to this, but he started like taking an interest in Rashford, and it was through lockdown, really, because lockdown happened a few months after my dad had passed away. It was wonderful in a way, because I got so much time off with him, and we're just in the back garden every day, and the weather, if you remember, was great then, wasn't it? So we were kicking a ball about in the garden, and he'd say it was Rashford, and I'm like, oh, something's starting here.
Is he still your favourite?
Who's your favourite now?
Bruno.
Yeah,
it's shifted a bit now.
He's got to stop that lying down on the floor and punching the ground there. Sorry, not to break the illusion. He's good. He's very good.
He's just got Bruno's shirt, mate. Have Don't you? Say that. I'll get another one. Be back to Rashford.
Well, but had a Martial, which he still wears, so maybe today's the day. Yeah. Oh, we've got a scarf in the thing as well. So, like... if you could pick one happy moment of your dad, what life stood out when you were...
Yeah, the one that really stands out for me now, probably didn't at the time, but the Villa game where Van Persie scored the hat-trick and they won the league that night, because Ethan wasn't born then, and I was just about to get married later that year, or the year after. And obviously inevitably when you're at that stage in your life, people talk when you're getting married, and then when that's out of the way, it's when you're having kids. And my dad was desperate to get to a game with a grandchild because his other grandkids don't live nearby and aren't really into the football too much, and he was desperate for that. And there was just this lovely moment in stoppage time, and I always remember it now, where obviously the game was over at half time that night, wasn't it? It was 3-0 early on, and he just turned to me and said, when are you and Lauren, my wife, when are you going to have kids anyway? I want to be here with my grandkids witnessing nights like this. And he put his arm around me, and that was a bit weird because that wasn't really him. He wasn't really a touchy-feely, huggy kind of guy. So that always stands out really now because of the significance of what's happened the time since.
That's lovely. And like, as I say, I look forward to it immensely because it's something that's personal to us all, but also we need to talk about it in relationships. And
massively.
Because we always say, you know, united family or mates.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond, like, it's opening the curtain up and then revealing.
There's so much more to football than the football itself, is what I always say, and this place as well. And
well, what have you made of? Where recently? Are you on the Nick's on the full-on rant mode, so I've interrupted him before.
Which elements is he ranting about?
All of it, really, top and bottom. But he's just about the performances so far.
Yeah, it's not been great so far, has it? I mean, I've not. This is my first game this year. I've not been to good or two, but I didn't think it was too bad first half against Spurs. I thought it was okay, but again, that theme that we had last year, really, about the starts of games and starts of second halves, where they're just not awake. It's quite alarming, I find that, because Ten Hag, what we know of him already, he's a meticulous planner, but there seems to be a real massive issue with the side, I think, in terms of motivating himself at the start of the game. He does.
Yeah, which is odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like his comments yesterday to us saying, it's a half and half scarf in the river, by the way. So you've got to get off, but what one thing would you like your reader to take?
I just hope it's that feeling. It's just like really valuing the time you get with someone you love coming to the game, because I think when that goes away, or when that person goes away, you're not able to do it, you do miss it. And you know, I'm really hoping, without trying to enforce it on him, look at him, he looks bored out of his tree. But I'm really hoping.
No, that's because it's talking boring stuff with me. What do you reckon? I'm going to ask you for the score prediction.
What do you think it's going to be, the score today, mate?
3-3.
You said 3-0 before. Why are you going back on that?
Can't. Sorry, if I... Rashford will score today. I'm fully confident.
I think they'll be all right today. I hope they'll be all
right
today.
Right, okay. And you can get the book from...
It's out everywhere at the minute. It's in Waterstones, Amazon, all the usual places. So, yeah, really pleased with it so far. And thanks to anyone who's bought it already.
Lovely. Thank you. Cheers, and enjoy the game, mate. I hope to see you loads of times, yeah? Thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. Well, that was nice. I look forward to that. And from the word so far, is people are really raving about it. So, Nick?
God, you look... I just feel so downbeat about being here. Yeah, it's bank holiday weekend as well, and I'm like, God,
where else should you be?
I don't know, in bed.
How are we doing, Matt?
Good.
You all right?
Nice to meet you.
Nice one. Cheers,
mate. How are you keeping?
Yeah, you're on the pod.
Oh.
And this is Aaron as well.
United!
That's good. You're born for this. What do you reckon the score is?
3-1 to United.
He's pretty good with predictions.
Right,
so
I'll take that. Who's scoring then?
I reckon Casemiro first, Rashford second, and Bruno late.
Thought this one through.
Yeah.
Bruno late, yeah. You've even got minutes. I like this.
And I think Alanga will score early in the second half.
Nick doesn't like Alanga, but I watched Match of the Day with Albert the other day, and Alanga actually did well.
He looked better in 5 minutes for them than he did in season.
But that's because he was running with the ball, which is what I want to see our wingers do. Run with the ball and take your man on.
They just stop, don't they?
They stop, they pass it sideways, it goes back. It's a bit, that's the bit. But I'm not, it's just early criticisms. We can't back the man and then suddenly...
No.
Wobbly this early.
They don't look sharp at the moment.
No.
Get a few more games, hopefully. And
it just has a bit of echoes of everything that's preceded it.
It's just, the transfer window starts so well, and it's just come to a grinding halt. And,
but we know why that is, don't
we? Yeah, exactly. And
we're signing players that are injured, like Hoyland.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility on him to get it going from the off, though, isn't it?
The main thing is, the manager is the right man, I think. I don't doubt
totally
him at all.
I've got that.
I think so. But he's got to be back fully and properly now.
Right. Prediction?
I would say 2-1 United today.
Right. Okay. Cheers, mate. Good to see you. Thanks for that. And he's got a cut. Oh, lovely.
So we've had that a long time.
So that's right. I've just been talking to Si Lloyd about the book he's done about his
dad. Oh, that was him, yeah.
So that was him, and you've got your granddad.
Yeah.
Which way did you wipe?
What's that?
Which way do you wipe?
Oh, God almighty, don't. Please, blame this man.
He just asked Barney, which way does he wipe?
Oh, my God. End the podcast.
I was doing the lawns when that came on, and I had to stop. I was howling. It's so funny.
Please don't encourage him. Gee, it's the only time he's smiled all day so far.
I had to play it to him last night before we came up.
There you go.
Cheers,
right? Okay, love it. Good. Cheers. Nice meeting you, Aaron. Right, you're on it. You'll be on it right now. Give us one last United.
United.
I love that. See you later. Right. So come on, Nick. You got to defend yourself.
Why?
Because I think you're being a bit angsty. Two games in. You know.
But I don't feel the same way after two games in last year, where we got battered, and I was like. We have to give it more time and stuff. We've given it time, and
have we though? What are you?
I think that's enough time in football now.
No. Hey, how are we doing? Right. Are you all right?
Good. Good to see you.
Yes, you're on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, go on then. What are we talking about?
Right, today prediction.
2-0 United.
2-0. Right, we'll take that. And are you concerned about the last two games or anything like that?
I think we've been awful, but I think first two games last season weren't good enough. So we'll see what happens. I just think. I think we'll turn a corner. We did on the third game of last season. I'm hoping lightning strikes
twice. Right, so that's nice. Lots of different conversations. Right. So I just when he said, I just want to myself. I've said this. I want to see a few changes. Change things up. Less rigid, and just you know, like I don't know. I'm frustrated. And the whole thing has had a downer attitude. But we can't just come here for the next 36 games, home and away, and just be down. You know,
we need to do something then and pull the finger out, don't we? Put the ball in the net. We played two games, the only person who scored was the defender.
But this has been building up to this even from the end of last season.
This is my point. So I just said it's a continuation of last season. You just said this has been building up to. And why is it right when you say it? When I say it, I'm wrong.
No, because you're
I'm not
like,
having this. It's an attack and agenda. And I feel suppressed.
Because you're like very critical on Eric. And what I'm saying is,
it has been building up. God forbid someone speaks out against and speaks a different opinion to our fearless dictator. Do you know what I mean?
What are you saying? You want. What do you want him to do? What, do you want him gone?
I want him to buy a forward.
Yeah, but that's not down to him.
I want to buy another forward.
That's not down to him.
Put some pressure. Come out, call somebody out. Don't sit there and be a puppet like everyone else has been for the past few years. It's rubbish. I'm sick of it.
Do you not think that if he wanted Harry Kane, he would have got Harry Kane?
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't have to be Kane. There's got to be other forwards out there for it. Yeah, right. Use him. Great. Wonderful. It doesn't have to be a world superstar every single time. When you're signing an injury-prone centre-forward and then continuously playing Rashford through the middle, you've been playing Sancho through the middle.
But I didn't enjoy Rashford's.
It's like your best player. Best player from last season. You're not playing him in his
natural position. I didn't enjoy Rashford's.
You don't blame the Glazers for that, do you? You blame the manager for that.
Of course. I didn't enjoy Rashford's drop. There was enough there to make me think it's an uneasy balancing. Obviously, the Greenwood thing's a total shit show. And obviously, Ten Hag wanting him back, I agree totally. How the fuck did he not realise that? Why were you thinking he'd come back? And why should you be doing that?
That's what I'm saying. There's a cloud. It's all right when you say it, but when I say it, it's wrong again.
The only dispute I've got with you is you were really attacking Eric.
I don't feel like anyone's actually creating that side of the debate.
Oh, it's gone.
Not to that level.
If we didn't win today, it'll be the fucking hashtags.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But I don't feel like it's like. But everyone kept coming out and saying the same thing. We played all right.
It's like it was crap. And they were there for the take.
It's crap. You don't put the ball in the net. It's not a good performance.
What worries me is sometimes you see echoes of after the highlights and getting to the. You know, like the League Cup final. Since then, we've seen a rigidity. We've seen quite dull football. You know, like I said, we said that worrying pre-season predictions. Like, where are the goals coming from? Sometimes, as I always say, we're called stupid, the fans, but we could see this coming. So why weren't we at it day one? And now it's like we have to sort of start reclimbing the mountain. And we could have done that from day one. We could have gone to Spurs with an attack-minded ethos. Injuries happen for starters. Luke Shaw's out. Luke Shaw's been fucking terrible for two games anyway. So you've got to cope with this. Even the shit squad can cope with it. Do you know what I mean? So I hope today we see intent. We see what's been lacking because this. I'm agreeing with 90% of what you're saying. This is fucking Notts Forest. We've got to win this. We have to win this. We've got to win the home games because we're not going to win the away.
The thing is, though, this performance doesn't just need to be a win. For me, it needs to be convincing. We need to see all the changes and all the problems that we've seen in the first two games be eradicated. You don't pick the same 11 that struggled against Forest, struggled against Wolves, and then against Spurs. You know, everyone with a brain cell knew what was going to happen there. Unless you scored early, this squad will capitulate. And until we can go away to a side that's from the top nine of last season and win convincingly, I'm sorry, but I'm going to feel like this.
We cannot have.
I think we've got to do it against Arsenal. I mean, I keep talking about pre-season, but you know,
I'll be amazed.
We still played a strong side. Both teams played a strong side in that pre-season, and I only watched the first half because I fell asleep. It was on quite late, but I thought we were quite good. And it's like, why are we not seeing that side of things? So today, I think that you're going to see hopefully something different. Hopefully, Eriksen plays, and hopefully, he can get the ball forward a little bit quicker than what we have been doing.
But also, it's got that team cannot. But you know, I'd even go. God forbid this is like the hole we've got ourselves in. But I'd go Martial up top, Sancho right. You know, like change it up because that front three in any sort of thing is not working.
I don't. I'm going to get some pelters for saying this now, but I quite like Anthony. And I think we're a better side with him in, because I think without him we're very one dimensional and we come down the left every single time.
Yeah,
and it drives me mad, and I think we can spread the play.
In him being defensive, he's negating his attack mind.
Yeah, he needs to be better with his decision making. I don't think he's perfect or anything like that, but we're a better team with him on the pitch than
we have
without him.
Can I just say, you had a Euro away. You might have a green one. There you go, it's a bit bright.
Oh, you're doing a bag swap?
Yeah, I see.
You might need your receipt. You've got to bring it back.
Right.
Why have you bought that then?
Oh, he stitched me with a... Yeah, so Nick. that was a bizarre. Nick had a Euro away spreadsheet where you had colour coded. Green, was it green? You'll do it. Was it yellow? You'll do it. Red and
no,
eyes.
No, no, yellow.
Green,
I need
potential.
No, green. I will do it.
Be so
yellow
proud.
Is. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but it's like, you know. I need convincing to go back to San Sebastian. We've just been there, not even a year ago.
We forgot to say after Wolves.
I'd like to go to
different
places.
I want to go to San Sebastian again. I can get the train down.
As I said, that's why it was in yellow. I need convincing.
The pitch invader against Wolves, A, was the fastest anything moved on that pitch all night. B, why do it? You know you're getting a ban.
People just come for like one game though, don't they? It's a life goal. It's like me going to see the Buccaneers and running on the pitch. I'm probably not going back.
Why would you do it? What's the point? If you want to run on a grass, go to a park.
The thing is though, is that these footballs are so segregated and so far away. Yeah, I agree, it's odd, but...
Well, have you seen Lionel Messi's got a equivalent SAS, what they called in America, following him around? Have you seen the video? He just patrols the corner flag and the touchline up and down. Have you not seen it? It's fucking ridiculous.
Why did you watch the MLS?
Because someone said Lionel Messi actually has an SAS equivalent America protecting him.
And he's just
walking up and down wherever Messi goes. It's the oddest fucking thing.
But this is the problem though now, and they get put such a pedestal, don't they? It's like same with Ronaldo as well. It's like,
well,
people criticised him, didn't they, for leaving the pitch straight away, and it's like, well,
this is where I go Eamon Holmes, Shane, for you. Linkage there, Ronaldo. I forgot to say, on my holidays, my shirt sightings were only one city. They'd just won the treble. Lovely, thank you. And about four or five United, all obviously English. But do you know the most kits I saw in Menorca?
Arsenal.
Ronaldo's Saudi shirt. It's a sports washing one.
Okay.
Ronaldo's Saudi shirt. Saw it all over the place. How bizarre is that, eh?
Well, people, it's a fashion statement though, isn't it? It's like, I found it weird in Canada that the only football shirt I saw over there was PSG with Mbappe on the back, going through French Canada. So, I thought that was odd.
Right, thanks for all the patience with the mag. We'll do a proper one, it'll be a long one now, because this one's been long. But for all the patience with the mag, we had a nightmare with a printer. At one stage, the printer obviously was thinking, shall I carry on, E62? And he decided yes. But obviously, it meant a delay with this mag, so thanks everyone. And also, I'm not going to reiterate, you know, I'm going to reiterate even, print, post, everything is bonkers, but we want to carry on in print, which sounds a paradox. But please, if you enjoy all this nonsense, even Nick's obscene, disgusting talk, then please buy the mag, support the mag, order the mag, it'll really make the thing. And I shall switch off the podcast. These are always shambolic, even the best player. So, Nick, I love you. How can I be 90% agreeing with you, but yet equally find it a dichotomy that I find...
Because you like to be argumentative.
No, I don't. Sort of I like my zen. I don't. Not at all. But it's just like, I thought some of it was... I go on Twitter and it's bonkers and I'm upset and I'm angry, but I'm also like... 2 weeks ago, we were looking forward to the start of the season, and United have handled.
I'm pretty sure I got abused by saying that I don't think there's going to be a great start.
No, but even so, we're doing this. We're having, you know, sort of fun, aren't we? I know it's been a depressing period. It's been a
dark.
Chris, thank you. Cheers. What's the prediction? You're on the pod.
3-0, we think.
3-0, same.
2-0.
Oh, 2-0.
I'm more confident.
See you later. Right, so we've lots to talk about after. Prediction. I'm going 3-1.
I've put 2-0 down on the Super 6, so I probably should stick with that, really. I do think we'll win. I just think we need to have a clean sheet, and it needs to be convincing, ideally. But I don't know. I still think I'm going to feel like this afterwards, because we're expecting it, aren't we?
I do always find it harder not being at the game, so for Spurs and that. Yeah, I find it hard. But also, like, this thing, this beautiful, absurd thing that we get here, and it affects like our mood. And I just think, on Monday, I was like, give my head a wobble. Like, how can I let all of this get to me? Feeling really, and obviously, it was serious shit going down here. You know, like awful stuff. But equally, like, I don't know. I'll never get the hang of this. Right. Okay. So we'll talk after. You're going to do the sit-in?
Yeah. Okay. We have to, don't we, really?
Well, I do, but it's your choice.
You can't
choice,
sit
you
know? Here, do you, and sell this mic for 12 years and
18 years not, against them and then
exactly,
not...
Exactly, and then not do it.
I hope it is an actual sit-in, though, because I could rest my legs.
Has Nathan already mentioned his feelings about the sit-in?
No, we're going to talk after.
Okay, right, okay.
So but I could rest my legs. I hope it is actually a sit-in. And we could sing, oh, sit down. No. I thought the lad from 58 spoke very eloquently to Jay. I don't have any expectations. I think like over 5 would probably be really good. I think TRA will be pretty solid. The rest, I don't know. And then you don't know how the stewards, and it's a strike day. So, and everyone's themselves. I've got a lot of mates who aren't. So I just hope no squabbles and just... Wouldn't it be nice the Glazers go and we get a good set of owners next? But it's all such a shit show.
You're not getting good owners, no matter who buys.
This drug, to be honest. Again, going back to how this is a drug. If this was a drug, you wouldn't use this dealer again, would you? You'd go, half of this is this drug you give me is utter shit. I want to go to the
world because we're still here.
Or we're just really stupid at it. Right, okay, that's enough. Bye. Right, hello. I'm joined by a long-time friend here.
Yep, my name is Moise. I'm travelling from Sydney, Australia, and I've known Barney for the last 6 years now.
And we met, the one I can remember is outside Watford, because I was selling and we were chatting then.
That's right,
so
yes.
I'm not going to mention your run of record of recent results.
Nope, 2 games watching us play and both games lost, so hopefully a few more goals and a win today.
When did you land?
I landed on last Sunday. So it's been a week. I've been in London doing the touristy things and got back, got to Manchester this morning and then heading back today.
Did you book the trip knowing you could see a game?
Yes, that's right.
Did you know the fixtures already?
I knew the fixtures already,
right.
Yes.
So what appealed about this one in particular then?
Just in terms of obviously the weather, leave out
of
the
work. You've come from Australia, the weather.
I've bought you still in summer, yeah. You can't see that, can you? Just the weather and leave. Leave from
and
work mainly, and work.
Let me track your movements.
Sure.
You were here for a little bit, is that right? Or
No. I got here this morning.
No, but from when you were at Watford, were you working in the UK then?
No. I was travelling from Australia. So 2016 was the same thing. I got to Manchester just for the games.
Yeah.
And same this time around.
Right, and what have you made at United this season then?
Not a good start. But look, I mean, I think it comes down to the owners at the end of the day. A bit more transfer activity needed. And I think it's been a bit rough, but I'm hoping for a few goals today and a win. We need to get off the mark.
And how do you cope with watching games at half-time? What are you,
late
East or
night.
West Coast?
I'm on the East Coast, late-night kickoffs, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., up every night.
You watch everyone, do you?
Watch everyone, yes. I haven't missed a game for the last 10 years. So it's been 10 years since I've moved to Sydney, and I don't think I've ever missed a game.
Because it is a sacrifice. Like, yeah. I can't imagine. Yeah. It's bad enough sometimes being here at 5 o'clock and
it's not as big a sacrifice as the locals, let's put it that way.
What do you do? Do you go to bed and then wake up for
Yes. Well, it depends. If it's a 2 a.m., 3 a.m. kickoff, I sleep at like 10 p.m., keep an alarm for 2 a.m., wake up.
You watched the game on the phone.
I did. The Wangal, the Mourinho.
This is your wife. Is it?
That's my wife.
Ah, yeah, you're right. When next time, if we're ever during a crap period and the alarm goes off, switch it off.
Like, I don't have the balls to do that.
So, is this your first trip to Old Trafford? Yeah, yes, you're looking forward to it.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Have you had a look round?
Oh, no.
No, we literally
came. That's nice.
Where's Barney? I'll see Barney first.
Oh, no, that's too kind. Right. Lovely. And I hope the hoodoo is broken. And are you right? Loads to cover and loads to speak to, so I'll get over my first bit. This isn't a dig. Obviously, a lot of people didn't go to the protest. I keep saying I've written about it for 18 years, but do you know what? After the shitty 2 weeks we've had felt as United fans, I felt why we do the fanzine, why I do what I do. I felt invigorated. I didn't get as far as TRA. But in my bit, we managed to walk from K-Stand all the way from behind the goal. And there was a pregnant woman right by me. Heavily pregnant. There were lots of kids. And just like, there were old, young, male, female. And it just made me think, I said to Chris, who stayed behind me, the decency of genuine United fans were there. And it made me feel... It could have been 500, but it was 5,000. And I think, I just felt, and we'll get on to like maybe a disagreement later. For me, it was not about the what comes next, we'll deal with what comes next. But if we don't do something now, worrying about the what comes next, I'd never do anything in life because I'm an anxious person anyway. So I'll have to deal with that, and I don't want Qatar. But everything, the shambles we are as a club, springs top to bottom because of them. The imbalance, you cannot have me said, even if they didn't have as interference, delays, procrastination that they're famous for over Greenwood, it's still got their touch to it. And I will say one thing, for anyone who has a disagreement about like this, and I have a few mates, and it's a deeper conversation over a lot of podcasts over rehabilitation, but where were the leaks, heavy duty leaks coming from about Greenwood? Right from the top, right from that inner circle, someone was leaking. We found out on the Friday night. So there was genuine high up concern about what United were doing, and that wasn't coming from fanzines, that wasn't coming from Twitter. There was genuine deep-rooted concerns about the dossier and the document. So, and then, sorry, Dan, there's lots of, so I'm just going to go real off. The trams are getting longer, I'm sure of it. It took a hell of a long way to get back. I thought the game, I said beforehand, I wanted to be entertained. I was entertained, so I can't really moan. But there are concerns. But we needed to win, we had to win. So, but there are concerns about how we're defending. But I thought Bruno, we gave him stick, was magnificent second half. Lifted the team up in the right way. I thought Wan-Bissaka was probably my man of the match. I thought he was excellent. Antony did better. He was definitely much more forward, but that allowed them to get space. So on the one hand, I'm saying before the game, he needs to get forward. But you see that there's a space gap there. But genuinely, I thought Rashford wasn't coming, but he worked his bollocks off. So fair play. The two players we were really critical of last week worked their socks off to get that win. Now, that is still, there's so much work to do. But I wanted to win. I wanted to leave happy, and I've done that. One thing, Martial ambled, and we had a corner. Sorry, we defended a corner. Rashford dashed far forward, and Martial was on pretty much half his distance. And I thought, if that's it, Martial ambling, he's going to play 20. If he stays, he's going to play 25 games in all comps, 30. And if that, I just can't do it again. I can't see Martial starting again.
Has that been any different to, you know, any other game that he's ever played? Martial is a lazy git as a player.
So what are we pissing? You know, like, we know what needs to be done. We have to get a better goal scorer to help the kid.
I would get rid of him tomorrow without a shadow of a doubt.
There's got to be better youth players.
Tried the loan option, that didn't work. No one would go. What?
There's got to be better youth players than that.
Let me just go, Danny, sorry, because otherwise I'll forget. Right, the yellow card was a joke for Rashford. The 11 minutes, no one in football, 11 minutes, and he actually played nearly 14. And protecting the penalty spot when we got the penalty, Sancho and Antony. Why? That is not, I don't like
it. Do you know,
I know why they're doing it, I don't like it.
Come on. The one thing that stuck out for me, I know you're talking about that protecting the penalty spot, was when their man got sent off and below. He's fucking running around like he'd won the World Cup because they've got a man sent off. That is bad form, man. You know, is that where we're at? We're at home against Nottingham Forest and we're acting like we've won the World Cup because they've got a man sent off? Seriously?
I think that they saw the importance of the win. Sometimes, I do get, Delo has done that a few times.
He gets giddy,
yeah. Like, at a fucking corner. I will say, a couple of the clap in the attendance figure still winds me up. There was a lad, traffic was horrendous because of the train strikes, so fair play everyone who drove. And there was a lad, we had a couple of people, a lad from Stockport at half-time, in the bog, sorry, because I gave you a hug, but said the mag was really good and meant a lot. And a lad called Nav from Brum, he said he was stuck in traffic, and even if it's a lie, Nav, I love you for it. He said one of the reasons I persisted was to get Red News today, and I thought, how nice is that? But Mike, the granddad of the kids on the cover, his thing, I paraphrase because I meant to write it down, but he went, "This club is a series of episodes repeating themselves ham-fistedly that cause problems for the team itself." And you think, it's nothing new, but there's podcasts hundreds of times that we could say, they fuck this club up so badly, it hampers everyone. Now, right, that's me. Nick, you were quite critical before. Then Nathan, then Danny.
Well, I was critical before, and I think, you know, you're looking at the first 5 minutes, you sit there thinking, well, this is everything that we've been moaning about for the last couple of weeks. So, all right, you can say that we reacted well. I thought a lot of the day today felt very much like typical Manchester. You know, we had the rain, the sunshine,
thunder.
The rain, the did sunshine,
you,
the rain,
the
sunshine.
Thunder, or were you in here? Bad thunder then.
It's just classic Manchester. It's just another day in Manchester. It could be rumbling outside in thunder and it doesn't really matter. And then obviously 2-0 down, you get the comeback and stuff. It did feel very typically Manchester United in a way today, but...
Aren't you happy though?
We were 2-0 down after 5 minutes, Barney, and our keeper fell on his ass for the first goal.
I've not seen it,
obviously. No, it was awful. No, I'm not happy. I said today had to be convincing, and today was not convincing. Today was a stretch. They had to go down to 10 minutes, and we had to get a penalty to get over the line.
We were clinging on for that, for 80% of that 13 minutes added on. We were hanging on.
But
we want to see it.
What I saw today was different passages of play where I could see set stuff than what the team were working on. I know Steve moaned at one of the moments where Bruno tried to pass it to Dalot, and you just went, you do that every day in training. There's going to be frustrations with it, but there was clear signs of passages of play today that I thought were quite good. So I didn't mind it too much, but I agree with you. I thought Wan-Bissaka was the best player on the pitch today for us. I do. Anyone? Yeah, I do. I thought he had a really good game. I thought Casemiro was okay. I thought Antony put in a fabulous shift. I know he didn't do anything in terms of end product, but he needs to run at players and get them booked. And then they're scared of him. And that's what he needs to do. And when our players run at people, we're all right.
Yeah.
We feel a lot better. And we did that in the second half. And that's why it was a lot better.
That we created a chance. Again, we sit from where we were a week ago. We're still, that's that zip. But the positives, they're a team that care. They're a team that's fighting. So however much we said, called out the last half hour, we've got to sort this out away, though. You can't, like, be a home team. You guarantee, because what is it, 31 league games or something ridiculous, unbeaten at home? So we know that we've got that in us, but you've got to start doing that away from home. And it's like, but Ten Hag will be furious. I'm glad whatever he did at half time, he must have, because they came out, right? They were quick, sorry.
Going 2-0 down in 5 minutes was the best thing that could have happened to us, because when that second goal went in, everybody woke up, including us, and gone, shit. You know, and from that moment on, I never doubted. I didn't think we'd lose. I did not think we'd lose. If that had happened in the 78th minute or 88th, whatever, I'd have gone, oh shit, we've lost. But because it happened when it did, it was like everyone went, oh my
but
Danny, god.
You wouldn't have been there for the 78th minute though. So you never would have seen.
These lot stayed the latest I've ever seen them stay.
Yeah, because we've got to factor in this bloody injury time of 13 minutes, so now we have to stay past 80, which...
No, but I agree. For me, it was like, obviously, 2-0 down 5 minutes, but by the 7th minute, I was like, we'll win. I genuinely thought, I was watching it, and I was like, they, you know...
They sat back after that.
Yeah, I don't want to go in early on him, but I just don't see Unana being a very good player, keeper. What he was doing in that for that first goal, I don't know what he did. He fell over. I don't understand what that was. It was bad.
He was a bit subdued all game. He wasn't doing his opinion like the passes he's trying to
do. Well, that's what I've said all along. That's an added extra. Save shots. And that first goal was very, very questionable. Is what are you doing? But the second one, I've seen it back, and it was a deflection. What maybe he should have reacted better. But from that point, even though we were 2-0 down, 5 minutes gone, I was like, we're gonna win.
Nick has just shown me the goal. Fucking hell!
Yes,
it's like it's his invisible striker is just hitting on the
back and lands on his
head. Send off the invisible striker.
I said to Nathan, I'll give him the second goal because it does take a deflection. The ball's going on one way, and you're gonna move that way.
But from that, from that point, even though we were 2-0 down, I was like, I think we'll be all right because we were. We were positive, we were going for it, and it was just like...
I thought Sancho showed a bit of intent.
I think one thing that I put in my notes, I was like, it was quite telling that the two people that scored, well, all three of them that scored, were midfielders.
Yeah.
It was Eriksen, Casemiro and Bruno. And it was like there was nothing going forward. In the front line didn't do anything. Like Rashford set up the first goal, and like where I was sat today, the number of times he's trying to push forward to like get someone to do them runs, and no one was doing it. And the first time that he actually made a run, we got a goal. We're just crying out for a striker because Martial is not. He's fucked. He's shit.
I thought what you just said there. You just said the words out of my mouth. Martial was absolutely shite, and he gives you nothing. He adds nothing. And like I said to you a moment ago, it's just surely there's better players in the youth team that can give you more
to try more than
he can. He's had enough chances.
I thought Eriksen was spectacular, but he did well today. And the one thing, when we were stupid in closing that game down. We didn't hold the ball well, and Martial only once held the ball all game, and that was in his own half, where we should have been able to kill the teams on them, whether that's confidence or we haven't got that killer instinct. Because the amount of times we played the wrong part, it was 5 against 4 or 4 against 4. We just played the wrong part. But look, let's sit, like Sunday is a huge game. Go there, we get tanked, we're down again. We've got to win these home games. You know, like that has to win, though, all of that.
To be honest, what you just said about the home games, you look at Wolves and you look at today, we could have lost either one, and we've come away with 6 points. Luckily, we've come away with 6 points. So the first three games, we've got 6 points, and you think, how the hell's that happened? Because we probably don't deserve that.
I mean, fucking hell.
No. But digressing slightly, and I know I might be going off too soon, but I think that the highlight of my day today was
seeing us.
No, not seeing you. Although it's up there, but me and Nick today at half time stood there. Fred the Red comes round, and we're talking about how long has Fred the Red been a mascot? How long have United had mascots? And Googling it and finding out that we've had mascots since 18-something. We've had a goat as a mascot that got drunk in the 1909 Cup Final and died of alcohol poisoning. Right up there. Far better than actually anything I've experienced in the whole day.
I think it's one of the best bits of information you can ask.
Absolutely brilliant.
There's a couple of quick things. When I said about the stats earlier, Lewandowski, why didn't we get him? That's a regret when he was a kid. The last thing, how do you pronounce our striker? Hoyland.
Big Razzers.
He's 20 and we're already his fourth club. That sort of...
Yeah, but you build up.
What did you think of today, Paul?
I enjoyed it today. I thought, all things considered, given where we were after 4 minutes, where we start with the fucking intent of like a stone sloth, I thought we were pretty good. I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed watching it all unravel. I thought. The 20 minutes after, you know, after they'd scored, from like 5 minutes to 25 minutes, got United pretty fucking good, actually. Like fully engaged and on the case. Pinned them back. They didn't touch the ball, did they, for 20 minutes? We just fucking all over them. So, as a response, all things considered, I was really happy with that today. I thought it was good. I left with... 10 to go as per. I don't know how we were.
We didn't kill the game off. It was 13 minutes in the end added on.
Yeah, no, it's just fucking
ridiculous.
Score, which is just like, every other game had finished like after 7 minutes. Whereas, and Danny was saying, is it finished yet? We were in the cab at then. And I said, it's not going to be finished here because nailed on, we will have 15 minutes of injury time. If we'd have been 3-2 down, he'd have blown the whistle after 6 minutes. Absolutely, 100%. And that's not being me paranoid or anything, but it's fucking correct.
I would say that there's no football fan, I don't think. Demands going, I hope we see 16 minutes of added on time in both halves tonight.
No,
you can understand if there's a genuine...
I understand where it's come from, and if you see a team, Newcastle are the ones who get like, you know, and sorry, I'm getting freaked out here because there's four people sat around me all on mobile phones. Fucking
rude bastards.
Rude.
Ignorant.
No one's engaged. Ignorant. I hope you listeners are more engaged than anyone else who's sat around this table. But no, I understand where it's come from. I understand where the demands come from because. If you've got a team that's just like, you know, deliberately time wasting, like fucking stood on the ball and going down for every single little challenge, I get where he's come from. But it's just going to be abused.
Yeah. But you know, I'm a bit savage that if you can't score and beat a team on the whole, like there are a few games in the past where we've had problems, but if you can't beat a team or are time wasting, then you don't fucking deserve to win that game anyway.
No, basically, if we're still behind and we need a goal, 10 minutes is fine. Right?
Yeah.
10 minutes is fine. If we're winning 1-0, then just fucking just do the right thing and give us 3 minutes.
Right, that's it, yeah.
You know, that's essentially it.
That's
it's as simple.
That's what annoyed me in the first half, though, is that their player got booked for time wasting after, what, 45, 46 minutes into that first half?
It
didn't add the time on that he got booked for. So why is it being added on in the second half?
Yeah.
It's crap. That's definitely being added on in the second half to make it more dramatic.
As I said, Man United are 3-2 up at home, so we'll fucking throw quarter an hour on. If we'd have been 3-2
right,
down...
That's like me telling... announcing what he's going to do. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, but it's just, we know how it's going to be, how it's going to play out, don't we? That's just how it is.
Steve, have you got anything to add that's non-editable, please, on the podcast? What did you enjoy today?
We had a lovely day.
You look tired today.
I am very tired, mate. So tired.
My dad, it's good to see my dad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good to see him.
And he looks really well, which is what football's about, isn't it?
What, looking well?
We're all physical fucking specimens here, aren't we?
Why have you got a bad back?
Yeah, because you nicked my Paul Smith t-shirt and I never got it back.
Was that yours?
No, this is... And then he gave it away. Right, have you got a hate of the week that's non-editable? That please.
What do I hate this week?
Nick says he's got a PG hate of the week. A parental guidance hate.
What do I hate this week?
It's not a person, it can be a thing.
Oh, I... Really?
Drop my hate of the week.
No, I think... No.
I love tattoos. What I don't like is that when people get the dead family or the dead pets tattooed on their arms.
But you've got an elephant on yours.
But it's not dead.
But he's never had a pet elephant.
But you can't call someone out if you've got an elephant on your leg.
I've got four elephants.
For reasons they signify as family, not no, that you're a massive sorry, elephant fan. Do you like elephants?
I think they're all right.
Yeah, but, I thought like you had a.
But if I had like a goldfish, I wouldn't like wait for it to die and then. Oh no, I'll tattoo it on my arm. What's on the arm?
He said about what's
up. Are you abusing our mate? Was I? Oh dear, this could get nasty later. Was I?
Those.
You asked me a question. Give me an answer.
Paul, have you got a hate of the week?
Yeah. One that became apparent to me earlier this week is how fucking sucked in I've got to the ecosystem for digital tickets.
Right.
Because I was getting a train, a couple of stops from my Stockport suburb to Edgeley Park. I fucking got on the train, sat there, like happy as Larry, here we go, fucking hour and a half to kick off, got time for a couple of beers. The train sort of like does that thing where it sort of like presses a buzzer, lurches into life. Forgot my fucking ticket. So I had to like literally move about, you know, 600 yards, stop to fucking Woodsmore. I have to get off the train, move across the platform, I'm checking my phone frantically, like next train's in 10 minutes back, and it's just like, forgot my ticket, I'm completely invested, despite myself, in the digital ticket ecosystem. I've forgotten the fact that
paper tickets
exist. I was all right for Spurs. I'm used to it for normal. But like a regular, like little nighttime sojourn like that. Like, you know, you're going to OT.
Very good.
You don't even think about it.
Very good use of the terminology there.
What's that?
Sojourn.
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 Mate, I'm a man of culture. You know this.
Yeah, but I'm not. So why are you saying this? Right, what's your PG?
See you later.
Cheers, Paul. What's your PG?
My big eight at the moment is I really like cereal. Do you like cereal?
Weetabix.
I like Weetabix, yeah. So Weetabix is my through the week cereal.
Yeah.
At a weekend, I allow myself to have whatever cereal I want. Like, people go for a fry up. I like a fry up every now and then.
Right, okay.
But you're like, if it's quick and easy at a weekend.
This is boring.
Yeah, it's boring. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, let's
sorry,
talk
Dick.
About wiping your
well,
ass.
I'm only angry because Nick didn't get me a pint while I said I've traipsed from the sit-in. It's taken me ages to get back. Right, go on.
But my point is, though, I really like cereal. And anyway, so
you're milking
Friday.
It now.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get rid of him. Get rid of him. And anyway, I bought a.
See you, Steve. See you, Steve. Right. Chucking out.
It's planned.
See you, Danny.
See you soon.
What's your hate of the week, Danny?
I can't think of one. I don't think I've got one. I've had a lovely week.
Oh. The train strikes.
Train strikes. Yes, train strikes. Bastards. Keep doing it every time. FA Cup final. Today, awful.
Solidarity to the train strike.
But stop striking. Right, Nick, finish your cereal story.
So I'm so glad that Steve and Danny don't have any hates of the week.
Yeah, so anyway, really big cereal guy. And on Friday, like, I went off from work, I was like, I've not got any good cereal for this weekend. So I went to Aldi across the road and bought a box of Crunchy Nut for the weekend.
Please.
Love some Crunchy Nut Kellogg's.
Is this the short version or the long one?
I didn't say it was short or long, I said it was PG. This is what happens when you censor me about arse wiping. My point is that...
This feels like when you go into a film and you say, how long is it? And they say 3.5 hours and you go, oh, no. Like, go on.
You're making it longer. Sorry. These are making it longer. Half the bag was like dust. What's that about? Why is it not just like actual Crunchy Nut Flakes?
So essentially, your hate of the week is Kellogg's. Dust.
It's Kellogg's.
What do you mean that they fill it with air or they just...
Well, there's the filling with the air, shitty bits crap, at the bottom. You buy a bag of crisps and it's not filling.
But at
the bottom, the shit at the bottom,
it's just... Because it is PG. I'm not talking about wiping your ass.
The shitty bit at the bottom, I agree with.
It's crap. What's the point about having all that dust in there? Where does that come from? How does that come there?
Why is everything smaller as well? Like Mars bar packs and Twix packs. If I want to be a really bad bastard for eating a chocolate bar with a hangover, don't shrink the size down. That annoys me. I haven't really got hates this week. I will say, right, so let's talk, Nathan, about the sit down. Do you want to add anything?
Well, I didn't do it. Obviously respect everyone that did, but I'm obviously very conscious of what's coming next. And like, I didn't watch the thing the other day, the 1958 thing that the other day. That, but there was one thing that both Nick and Shane mentioned about it. It very much feels like it's, as much as it's blazes out, it's very much Qatar-ing now, and I'm just uncomfortable about that.
I disagree with you there. I don't think it is. We all have, like I say, I've got a lot of mates who are, and I'll debate it. I don't want to fall out with them. I think 58 are in a difficult position, because if they say we're glazed out but we don't want Qatar, it's sort of, I do fundamentally believe we don't want it, we'll call it out. There's so many variables over the what next. There could be some fucking... It could be equally repulsive. One in the background preparing a bid. So unless we do what we've got to do now, we don't know. No, I don't think the 58
gets that.
And I get that. Like,
it's one of those head fights. Nothing is easy at United. Nothing is easy.
The problem is, though, as we've always said before, though, is it's such a broad choice that everyone's going to have massive opinions about it. And it's hard, though, isn't it? It's like... You saw it when we went 3-2 today and everyone was singing We Won't Glaze This Out. You've got 70,000 people singing that in unison. And I get there's a lot of people on the way out where I was selling, because I said, look, I'm going to go and shift a few mags on the way out. It's still a Glazers Out protest. We're still printing that in the magazine. And I felt okay.
I didn't ask
that.
You to do that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was a voluntary decision. I was going to stay with you, and I thought, look, we've got some mags to shift. I'll stay out there. But the point is, though, is that on the way out, people were echoing the same kind of sentiment, really. It's fair enough, but you know, everyone's got their own opinion. The problem is that we're never going to be united about the whole idea about the club, and it's ironic in a way, considering it's Manchester United. We're far from that.
But we've got 75,000 people clap the attendant, all disagree. So if we can take,
you clap the attendant,
not me, but I'm saying what I want for years and years. For years and years, we were saying we need someone to come along. They've come along. I think they've re-energised the whole thing with TRA. So you take as many people with you. And the great thing, I get the 70,000, and a lot of people, all my mates here, I'm the only one who did that. And I'm not, it's not that for me, I needed to. No, but that one in 15 people did stay, and they were ladies and that, who will have the same things you're going through, the moral, I have the same moral quandary. But I just felt for the shitty period we've had where our club acted, I mean, like, in any...
I think we've not spoken about it, but the last few weeks has epitomised the shit that it is. Because, like, we mentioned it briefly the other day, didn't we? But the last week or so has been horrible. And, you know, it can only go down to the owners again, can't it? Like, as to the decisions that they made.
back from there.
Everything is endemic and systematic, and something is seriously.
And
even
thing,
for
I
the
know.
First time, Ten Hag looked rattled, and he's, you know, like for him, he's been either very naive or daft. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to expect that he could get Greenwood back. But I get Paul's point that if you're told he's going to be back, he's going to be back. But like a club like this working, forget about the moral things we have about that, but the actual, you're doing everything on the hop. Everything is done on the fucking hop. And I'm tired of it, but for this 2 weeks, it was great seeing all you, but it sort of like made me think, we are the fan, and like, even the worst, what can we do? Fall out with each other? Well, we'll hug at the end of the night and say each other, we love each other. But these fuckers, and do you know, there was a period during the first half where I looked, and it's not, you know, but they don't go. They don't even care, you know, this investment. They never come. So, no, but imagine how heartless, because like even an evil business run like this would say, you know, like any job would go, oh, I'm sticking Darcy there for a year. You're not going to like it, Darcy, but I'm sticking you there for a year. Then he takes over, Ed. Then I'm going to have Joel. Because you've got to be seen there, because you can't fucking own a club and never be seen. Because how can you operate? But I'll operate my office like Joel in an office with two... I know two people now who've been there. Journalists, sorry. And they say it's a very small... Not many people there because they're so protective and private. And he's making all these big operational. It's toe in the water, keeps it. Anyway, let's end on a... We won today. We've won 2 out of 3.
Just quick point on that. I like the idea of the sit-in protest. I really do. The only way... And I think, look, you need to gain some traction on it. You need to raise awareness of it. And I love all that. And that's great. But why would it not be better on a televised game? Because if you're a pundit and you're doing on Sky Sports at 4:30 on a Sunday kickoff, and we play Liverpool at home, and you can still see people in the background as a visual.
Yeah, I agree. But that might come next. That,
I'm not saying,
that might
look,
come
I,
next.
I don't not slacking off the idea. I think look, it's great. And I did the Spaces chat, as David mentioned, you know, earlier this week on Twitter and or X, whatever it's being called, and it was interesting to listen to other people's opinions about it. And if I had more confidence to speak up in that scenario, that's what I would have said, is saying, look, this is where it needs to be. It needs to be a visual about it. The reason why the last one for the Super League did so well is it got so much coverage. It got the Glazers on the back foot. It got them building barriers up for the next home game. They were genuinely scared.
Which was a symbol of their ownership.
We're going to get no coverage. I think, some sort of self-gratification. And I think that's why a lot of fans... don't want to get involved in what happened today.
A couple of case stand above us, there were a good 100, you know, because everyone was down. They had the Glazers out banner. Those 100 there, fair play. And it's not... I do agree with you, but maybe that will come next. You know, you don't know. I did laugh during it. I don't know who he is, some Forest sub who mustn't, because he was doing his warm down, and he just got, you scouse bastard. And I don't know who it was, but I thought, fucking hell, that lad. scouse bastard. Right.
Anyway, it's nice to win today. And as I said before, it did feel like a proper Manchester United day in the fact that we had rain, sunshine, and all the mellows, and then there was the comeback from behind. So, and that's all that we need.
I know that over the years, like, I don't know if people have listened to it over the years, and I've been very negative, but 2-0 down, 4 minutes gone, I was like, we're still going to win this.
That's good. I didn't.
And I just...
I thought we were going to win it.
I just think... Those two goals came out of nothing, but we controlled the game, and I was like, a couple of minutes after that second goal, I was like, we'll win, we're gonna win, we've got nothing going forward, but I was like, we're gonna win. And there was no point, obviously, when the second goal went in, I was like, fuck's sake, but at no point was I like, we've lost this. And I think that's good. And I think we you know, those few minutes were shit, but we won, and I'm positive. And
we,
I think,
can't slag off
one thing
last
one,
week, Bruno, and then they do what we ask them to.
One thing, where I was sat today was very different to where I'm normally sat. I was right near the tunnel today, so like I was really low. And I don't know whether he does it every game. Maybe I've missed it, but when Eric came out before the game and he properly just stood there and he clapped the crowd and he was, and part of me was like, does he feel under pressure? And because it feels like over the last week,
it has felt,
every day he's got to feel.
No, but this feels like more than he's had since a year ago.
And I was thinking, does he think there's some pressure on him? And he was properly going for it. And it's like, I still back him 100%. 100%.
And you, Nick?
I back Eric. I think he's a great man manager. I think that there's been progress with the football club. The problem is, though, if you look at today, and you look at the factor of you going, well, you're playing players like Dallo, who's Mourinho's signing. I mean, we've had what? How many managers have we had since Mourinho? You've got, you know, other players on the pitch as well that you're trying to rely on. It's like Ole signed Bruno Fernandes in a way. It's like, there's so many of them that are out there to it, aren't you? Like Martial was signed under Van Gaal.
Yeah, but you're limited as to that.
Then equally,
but my point is,
when he was getting criticised last week, it was all his signings are his. You know, they're all from Dutch or that he's
not,
used.
No, and that's the issue. That's not what it is. The point is, though, is that we have got a tainted legacy that's still going on since.
Of course it is.
It's a tainted legacy. It's still going on since Woodward and Van Gaal. I trust Eric, and I'm not Eric out or anything like that, but there has to be question marks that get raised. If you went back to 1986 1987, people would go, well, hang on a minute, Fergie's not doing this right. And that's,
yeah, no,
fair
of course.
Enough,
yeah.
And that's okay, but you have to call it out. I'm making sure that the issue is, though, for us, is that we've had the luxury of watching United over the last 10 years since Fergie and going, well, this is wrong, that's wrong, this wrong, that wrong. And the problem is, though, is that this manager's coming to do it and gone, well, that's wrong, we need to address that, and they don't get the time to then address the next things that go on. And their point is, and I really like Eric, he has made mistakes, and that's fair enough, but every manager's going to make mistakes. It's how do you keep going, you keep building from it. And my issue was, is that in the first two games, is that he picked the same team, and that was a mistake. Everyone could see that was a mistake. It's not a glaring, obvious mistake.
I
think he underestimates the Premier League to an extent. One second. I think he underestimates the Premier League to an extent. And people have said that, and I think he doesn't realise how difficult it is. Because he's, you know,
I think he knows that right now.
Yeah, does he, though? And that's what I worry. It's my biggest worry about Ten Hag at the moment. I don't think he understands how difficult just this league is. And it worries me that we finished third last season. Because I think if we'd finished fourth last season, then you've got a different mentality to them. Christ, even Newcastle could even turn up in this league. And I think that is a real cause for concern. Is that there's an element of resting on the laurels in there.
Yeah, but we said today, what did we also? He's got to change things up. And he did that. He didn't fucking, I'm going to stick with the same
thing. I was going to say is, Even at half time,
wasn't him. He didn't the same team. If people,
no, Garnacho didn't come on, did he?
Like, so he, Matt was fit, he'd have played. If Shaw was fit, he'd have played.
I think Ericsson would have come in.
Wouldn't have done.
But the one, like, how many
he
times?
He doesn't rotate.
It
doesn't change. If we set 11, we know that from last year.
If we get
they
a striker,
would have played. Garnacho
with
would
the
have been
kid.
Dropped, and I'll give you that.
If we get a striker definitely with the kid, it's a changer for this side. And then, I'm not saying, we all said the season will plateau. We all said this will be a consolidation. So even, like, for me, it's pretty sad. It's not the United way, but it's eking out another win. Sadly, I hate myself to get back in the top four and then see. But then, we all, the amount of people before, weren't they, buying the mag. Decent again, Pete. The owners have to go. A universal. I don't think the crowd, United crowd, because even when we were saying it in green and gold, people were disputing because we'd just come off the back of the European Cups. There's a universal. And yes, we will deal with what, and I don't like Nathan want it to be Qatar, but everything. Sorry, and Nick.
He's been making me like I'm Qatar, isn't
he? Right, anyway, Nathan, have you got a hate of the week?
Well, my phone's fucked and lots of stuff's going on, like, but no one needs to hear about that. But other than that, not really. I think it's been a trying day, but that's all personal stuff.
Oh,
but other than
let's
that,
hug, hug it, man. Oh. Give him a hug.
Let's all hug up.
Can I say my hate of the week?
But I think today's been good.
I've enjoyed it.
I think that, like, it's been, you know,
not the 5 o'clock
no,
start.
No,
it's entertaining.
Game.
It's
great.
It is
great.
Today's been good. Can I just say, I'm going to not. There was a family we got on the mob train, and there was already a few people sat down, and they came over and they said, can we please have your table, because we're a family and we're not like, we're in three seats. And the lads got up and I thought, that's nice. And they only had three seats of the table, yeah. And this poor lad comes up about 5 minutes later, separate tour, and he says, can I sit there? And one of them, they all went, no. It's like, you've just...
Thoughts on today?
I thought it was an improvement. I think we need to strengthen in midfield, to be perfectly honest. I don't think Fernandez what's his name, the other guy?
Eriksson.
Yeah. I think we need another defensive midfield player. That's all I can say about
top.
Well, it's shocking, isn't it? We've not got anybody up top.
It's a lot of pressure on the kid, straight off. And not from, you know, but
and
just
I don't know how good he is. I've not seen him, so...
I feel sorry for him in his advance, because he's got to, like, you've got to score. And that's unfair on,
yeah,
you know.
And is that what we're about, you know, just putting a kid in there?
No. But you've had a good day. Right.
You can edit all that.
No, wait, we stay in that.
No.
We kept him for the cup final. I don't know if I've got anything else to add, have you? I don't think so.
I think the results may not have gone that way, but I think we're improving game on game. I do think we are. I think last week was shit, but I do generally think we were better than Wolves, and I think we've been better this week. And I think maybe it's just a case of a slow start. I think next week's going to be very tough. But
I'll be amazed if we get a result there. But United and the ability to surprise us.
Fulham have got a result there today, though. So
the only thing, I saw yesterday about Eric saying that Hoyland has been training with the squad, so maybe it's written on the wall that he scores a winner.
Just doesn't do a Tony Marshall.
Do you know what?
Score,
yeah, I was just going to say.
If he scores, Daily Mirror puts what a waste of money on the back page. Yeah. I will. One final thing is, like, I just wish sometimes, like some people do, you just go in and it's just football. But because we take it all so seriously, it's there's people around us, it's seeing you two having a nice night tonight through the train strike and that. And it's also Phil and his lads and seeing the families and then seeing those people, you helped me. So that's what the good thing. But sometimes I just wish we go in, we watch a game of football and we leave. Like some people do. But that's it ever was. Yeah, but it's such a head fart. Anyway, have we got a light-hearted pun?
Have we got a light-heartedness
look,
of the
you
week?
Can, surely you can that, tell a better
that
joke
be a
than
thing.
That
maybe
Edinburgh
that be a
shit. Surely
a
tell a better joke
we need
than
to
that
have
Edinburgh
a,
win,
I've
that
got
Edinburgh
a positive
winner.
Of the week.
Go on,
if you
go on.
That needs to be a thing. Right, okay. Positive of the week.
Today, we had a Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff.
Ah, yes, good.
That does not happen very often.
I've not got any positive.
My positive of the week is I'm a week closer to death. Sorry. Oh, wow. Sorry.
You can't end on that.
That would win an Edinburgh joke. Oh, I won't end on that.
Could my end on Saturday 3 p.m.
My
and
positive
the next game's
of the week
also a Saturday
is we're a week closer to the schools going back. I love you, Albert, but we need those schools opening. They're having inset days. That could be a side. There's a lot of deeks. I love you too. There's a lot of teachers who listen, but don't have inset days. Just go back to school, everyone. Right. To the regiment.
To the regiment.
To it.